Jim, did you know America only has one lawyer?
Really?
Yes. America's lawyer joins us now, Mike Papantonio. Good morning, Mike Papantonio.
Hey, Stephanie. How you doing?
You must be very busy. There must be a very long waiting line.
Well, this book has done very well, to tell you the truth. It's just a new formula for a thriller. I mean, there's no question about it. The new formula is that, you know, there's a lot of stories out there that people just don't know. They don't know the backstory of the pharmaceutical industry or what happens with a big environmental case. So I think that's the interest in the
game. I have heard it is fantastic. I am going to read it on the plane when I fly next week. Listen to this, everybody. In his new fast-paced legal thriller, Law and Disorder, best-selling author Mike Papantonio skillfully examines issues that could be full from today's newsfeed. Billionaires funding litigation, partisan judges ruling personal politics instead of law, super PACs pushing legislation, and reckless media seeking innuendo-filled stories in a suspenseful, highly entertaining read. It sounds terrifying and ripped from the headlines, Mike.
It is ripped from the headlines. That's what's so incredible about it. Truthfully, Stephanie, you and I, what we do for a living, we know the backstories. We follow them every day. We know the intrigue. We know all those parts. The average American, if they can even read the headlines and get what the real meaning of that story is, it's remarkable. I mean, the corporate media doesn't tell these stories. Corporate media journalism is dead. And so my thought was, why not put it in a fiction to where you can entertain them? And at the same time, they walk away and they say, gee, I didn't know this about the FDA. I'd heard about the Koch brothers, but I didn't know really how creepy they were. And so I think that's what this book does. I mean, hopefully you read it, you're entertained, and you come away thinking, my God, that can't be true about the SEC or the FDA. It just can't be true about the federal judiciary.
But you've done so many of these huge cases. I just went to my good friend and yours, Bobby Kennedy Jr., I just went to the Waterkeeper Alliance thing out here in L.A. a few months ago. But you've been doing environmental kind of stuff. I mean, so this is all stuff you know about, whether it's pharmaceutical companies, oil companies, polluters. But I think what's great is my friend Marcia Clark has started writing these kind of books, and you're a great writer of novels because you've obviously written other types of books. But how did you start to be able to do this form where you did your first novel?
Well, you know, I was a journalism major. Before I went to law school, I intended to be a foreign correspondent at the University of Florida, and so I always wanted to write, and I'd written three nonfictions for lawyers, kind of motivational kind of thing, really kind of drag kind of writing. I did it because I had to.
Right.
And so I thought, well, let me do something that's fun. And so this is the first in a series of three books, Stephanie. And they take the characters in there, the character that is created in the first one, she's a female trial lawyer, really, really excellent lawyer, just an interesting character, Gina Romano. And she's the lead character in the second novel, and it's just been fun. I think character development of these is a lot of fun because I've worked around so many really bizarre personalities, is the best way I can put it. I mean, these lawyers.
Well, you work on Fox News sometimes, so yeah.
I used to work on Fox News, so you see these incredible personalities, and all of the characters in there, by the way, are composites of people I've seen and I've worked around, and the truth is, when people have read, here's the reaction I'm getting from the book. When they read it, they say, Mike, is that really true about the FDA? I mean, I've always believed, for example, that the FDA tests all these chemicals and tests all these drugs, but is it really true that they don't even have an independent source to do that? They simply have to take the word of the pharmaceutical company. And the Ranadol case that's talked about in that book has actually happened. It's the Yaz case, and it killed and crippled 1,000 women. And the interesting thing is, Stephanie, when we first discovered the case, we called all of the major corporate news networks, and we said, you have to know this. This is a product. It's a birth control. It's killing women 18 to 35. Basically, it's giving them strokes, DVTs, all types of issues like that. And you know what? They ignored it, and the reason they ignored it was because Bayer was such a big advertiser for them. They said, you know, we can't do that. The reporter wanted to do it, but the cat on the 50th floor that was, you know, working the money, they couldn't tell the story because that's true propaganda.
Right.
That is true propaganda. I see RT Network getting all this heat about propaganda. Hell, that's propaganda.
Mike,
I got to can't tell a story.
Yeah. I got to, speaking of propaganda, I got to get your take on this election, because I know that you and I have never seen anything like this. But just one story today. Trump using $258,000 from his fake charity to settle his legal bills. How is that? I mean, there have been, of course, 16 things that should have disqualified him by now. But so his charity, he gets money from other people that are presumably supposed to go to charity. Well, it turns out this is just one story today that he used, $250,000 of that to pay his legal bills.
Right. It's an interesting thing. What Trump has mastered, Stephanie, is he's mastered the fact that the corporate media has the attention span of a fruit fly. And right. So what they do is, okay, today he comes out with this story. They all gather up on that story. There's no follow-through. There's no backstory to it. There's no, let's look at this. Because by tomorrow, there'll be another absurd story, and they'll move to that. He has mastered this process. And look, right. Can you even remember, Stephanie? I can't even remember the first crazy story about Trump. And it was outrageous, I'm sure, but the media moved away from it because day after day there was a news story, and the idiots that are in corporate media just followed it.
Right.
You know, let's follow.
That's been my main, it's not even a word. Frustration doesn't cover it. You're exactly right, how the mainstream media has, equalized this. Like both sides, they're so attached to both sides do it. And, these candidates are the same, really. And, nobody likes either of them and this and that. You're just like, you're right. There are at least 20 things that should have been disqualifying. I was saying Friday when he issued basically his second death threat to Hillary Clinton. Right? You're going, what? And do you even hear them? Because that was 3 days ago, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I can't even remember the first one, because 3 days later, it's another crazy story, like the one you're talking about, $250,000 charity money that he uses to pay legal bills. By tomorrow, it'll be something equally as crazy.
Right.
Here's what the media loves about it. They want a race. They want right. They want to sell ads, and they can sell space on TV if they can create a race, and they're creating this race between Hillary and Trump, and it shouldn't even be a race, frankly.
Right. And what about, look at the Newsweek piece. All his foreign ties, he's going to get away with not releasing his tax returns, right?
Oh, you won't see the tax returns at all. One of my partners the other day said, he's been in politics forever, brilliant, Fred right. Levin, he's a brilliant character. He said to me, "Well, did you see the CNN story where they compared Trump and Hillary?" I said, "Yeah, I saw it, but the truth is, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference to these people that are attracted to Trump. Look, it's all about race. It's all about they're terrified people. Conservatives, by their nature, are afraid of every damn thing.
Right.
So they're afraid of immigrants. They're afraid of Muslims. They're afraid of terrorists. Every time we have an incident like we saw in New York a couple of days ago, Trump stock goes up. I bet he picked up 200,000 votes because of that. Because conservatives, by their nature, and their wives, are terrified of everything. And yeah. So Trump, if you don't believe he has a chance, I'd have to argue with you. I think he's got a big chance here.
Yeah, well, that is, you know what? No wonder you're good at writing thrillers, because that is terrifying, Mike Papantonio.
It is to me.
I feel like the guy running on the cover of your new book, Law and Disorder. My dad ran with Goldwater, and do you think it's a shock that George Bush Sr. is going to vote for Hillary? I don't.
Oh, he's a realist. Can you imagine you and I probably agreeing on the fact I would love to have George Bush again. I would love to have Goldwater again. I would feel so much better than what we're faced with here. We're faced with the possibility that Trump can win this election.
Yeah.
And, the progressives just can't get excited about Hillary at all. She's trying. She can't get him moved. And it's because of, a lot of factors that she didn't bring to the table as much as Obama, frankly.
Yeah, well, we normally don't vote on fear, but if you have to vote on white knuckle fear, just do it. Just do it. Hillary or Orange Hitler, those are your choices.
Trump likes World War II pilots who don't get shot down.
Mike, this book looks fantastic. It is Law and Disorder by Mike Papantonio, our good friend. Fantastic show, Ring of Fire. right here on Free Speech TV and on the radio. And it's just always a thrill to talk to you, sir.
Thank you, Steph. We follow you all the time.
Thank
Great you. Material you turn out every day.
Thank you, sweetheart. All right, there he goes, Mike Papantonio. Pap.
Down, in a burning ring of fire.
Oh, my questions weren't too hard. That wasn't a pap test, was it?
Preparation okay. H actually was thinking of, you know, optioning that song. And the estate said, no, not going to happen.
No. All right.